Tonight we join in our Good Friday evening service, the Way of the Cross, with the Biblical Stations. The Way or Stations of the Cross was a popular devotion of the Christian Church. Long ago, pilgrims to Jerusalem would move along the route of our Lord's trials and crucifixion. Since we are unable to go to Jerusalem, we ponder verses that follow this route of Christ. Sometimes we stop along the route to pray or sing hymns of devotion. In our devotions this evening, our scriptures follow the way of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. O God, in the passion of your Son, you showed us the path to eternal glory by the way of the cross. Graciously grant by our prayers we may follow him to the place of Calvary, and so may also share his triumph for all eternity. Through the same your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus, refuge of the weary, blessed Redeemer whom we love, fountain in life's desert dreary, Savior from the world above. Often have your eyes offended, gazed upon the sinner's fall, yet upon the cross extended, you have borne the pain of all. Do we pass that cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Though we see you wounded, bleeding, see your thorn encircled brow, yet your sinless death has brought us from the blessed Savior's side, graven in our hearts forever, dwell the cross, the crucified. Jesus, may our hearts be burning with more fervent love for you. May our eyes be ever turning to behold your cross anew, till in glory parted never from the blessed Savior's side, graven in our hearts forever, dwell the cross, the crucified.
All of our scriptures this evening are from the English Standard Version of Scripture. The first station of the cross, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, from Mark chapter 14. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into a temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. My soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. Almighty God, your Son knew the troubles of this life to the point of great anguish. Lord, when we are exhausted with the troubles of life, tormented by sin, troubled by the cares of difficult days, help us to remember your Son who knows our suffering. Through the same, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Christ, you walked the road our wandering feet must go. You faced with us temptation's power and fought our ancient foe. No bread of earth alone can fill our hungering hearts. Lord, help us seek your living word, the food your grace imparts.
The second station, Jesus betrayed by Judas, is arrested, from Mark chapter 14. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Almighty God, your Son was betrayed by one misled and tempted by worldly goods. Heavenly Father, help us in times of temptation to deny ourselves and look to your Son who is betrayed by one of his own disciples. When those who are misled seek to harm us, keep us standing firm in true faith through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
No blinding sign we ask, no wonder from above. Lord, help us place our trust alone in your unswerving love. When lures of easy gain with promise brightly shine, Lord, help us seek your kingdom first, our wills with yours align. O Christ, you walked the road our wandering feet must go. Stay with us through temptation's hour to fight our ancient foe.
The third station, Jesus is condemned by the Sanhedrin, from Mark chapter 14. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'" Yet even about this their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his garments and said, What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. Wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. Almighty God, your Son in his innocence did not answer, even though he was questioned. When he did answer, he was falsely accused and condemned to death on a cross. In our hour of need, when we cannot defend ourselves, protect us from malicious and harmful accusations. Should they bring us trouble, allow your Son's noble example to guide us should harm befall us. Bring us at last to you, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Follow to the judgment hall. View the Lord of life arraigned. Oh, the wormwood and the gall. Oh, the pangs his soul sustained. Shun not suffering, shame, or loss. Learn from him to bear the cross.
The fourth station, Jesus is denied by Peter, Mark chapter 14. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You also were with the Nazarene Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you mean. And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him, and began to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Grant, Almighty God, should family or friends deny us in our hour of need, that we remember the way in which your Son was denied, that when we feel the pain of abandonment, which your Son indeed felt, we may take comfort in him. Help us to forgive them as you have forgiven each of us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
The fifth station. Jesus is condemned by Pilate, Mark chapter 14. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. O Lord Jesus, your trial was a mockery of justice. Yet had you not taken punishment upon yourself in your innocence, we would remain in sin and be condemned. Lord, when justice fails on this earth, help us to remember that our reward is with you, not on this earth. To you, our Lord, we pray, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, who live and reign now and forever. Amen.
Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death, our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy sufferings, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou art, thou hast taken on thee bonds and stripes, a cruel rod. Pain and scorn were heaped upon thee, O thou sinless Son of God. Thus didst thou my soul deliver from the bonds of sin forever. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee.
The sixth station. Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns. Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. I am a worm, and no man, scorned by men, and despised by the people. O Lord God, your Son endured the humiliation of being stripped of his clothes and possessions and was mocked. Yet though he was rejected, he was truly our King and Savior. Help the people of the world who yet do not know him to hear and turn and be forgiven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Thou hast borne the smiting only, that my wounds might all be whole. Thou hast suffered sad and lonely, rest to give my weary soul. Yea, the curse of God enduring, blessing unto me securing. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Heartless scoffers did surround thee, treating thee with shameful scorn. And with piercing thorns they crown thee, all disgrace thou, Lord, hast borne. That as thine thou mightest own me, and with heavenly glory crown me. Thousand, thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, Son to thee.
The seventh station. Jesus is made to carry his cross. From Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. It is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that shame has covered my face. O God, your Son carried the burdens of this life and the instrument of his own death. When we come upon the days of our own end, bring us to you who carried all burdens. We pray to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who live and reign now and forever. Amen.
Cross of Jesus, cross of sorrow, where the blood of Christ was shed, perfect man on thee did suffer, perfect God on thee has bled.
The eighth station. Jesus is helped to carry the cross by Simon of Cyrene. Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. Receive our prayers, O Lord, as we carry the burdens of life. Your Son carried the burden of the cross. When we must face burdens in life, Lord, and it seems there is not relief, help us to remember you who carried the burden of our sin, that we might have eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Hear the King of all the ages, throned in light ere worlds could be, robed in mortal flesh is dying, crucified by sin for me.
The ninth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. Luke chapter 23. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. Almighty and ever-living God, when we remember the sorrows of those who mourned your Son as he went to his sentence on that Good Friday, help us to mourn and be penitent of our sins. Help us to be ever thankful to you, who took the place of all of us people who have fallen short of the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
When here our pathways part, we suffer bitter pain. Yet one in Christ and one in heart, we hope to meet again. From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free. And perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity.
The tenth station, Jesus is crucified. Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." A company of evildoers encircle me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. They cast lots for your son's clothing, dividing up his earthly garments. The treasures of this earth are fleeting, Lord. Help us to build up instead treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy. Everlasting life in your Son, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descending, comes our homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to all the faithful his own self for earthly food.
The 11th station, Jesus promises his kingdom to the repentant thief. Luke chapter 23. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. This man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Almighty God, paradise was promised to the penitent sinner who believed in your Son, Jesus. Bring us at last to paradise with you as we pass through the trials and troubles of the sinful world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
The 12th station, Jesus on the cross, his mother, and the disciple. John chapter 19. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. "It was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe upon my mother's breasts." O Lord Jesus, you allowed your disciple to comfort your mother like a son, and your mother to comfort your disciple with the nurture of a mother's care. We pray, Lord, for the orphan who has no parent for comfort, and for the parent who has no child for consolation. Help all such ones to look upon you in their need, seeking the comfort and consolation that only a Savior can bring. We pray this to you, the Son, with the Father, and the Holy Spirit, who live and reign now and forever. Amen.
O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown, O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine. Yet thou despised and gory, thy joy to call thee mine. What language shall I borrow thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me my Savior be thou near me when death is at my door. Then let thy presence cheer me, forsake me nevermore. When soul and body languish, oh, leave me not alone, but take away my anguish by virtue of thine own.
Jesus dies, from Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God." Almighty God, the centurion looked upon the Savior, saying, "Truly this man was the Son of God." In all our goings and doings, as we witness to your love and your power, help us also to proclaim, "Truly was Jesus the Son of God," through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In silent pain the eternal sun hangs derelict and still. In darkened day his work is done, fulfilled his Father's will. Uplifted for the world to see, he hangs in strangest victory, for in his body on the tree he carries all our ill. He died that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. The earth is stained to make us clean and bring us into peace. For peace he came and met its cost. He gave himself to save the lost. He loved us to the uttermost and paid for our release. For strife he came to bring a sword, the truth to end all lies. To rule in us our patient Lord, until all evil dies. For in his hand he holds the stars, his voice shall speak to end our wars, and those who love him see his scars and look into his eyes.
Jesus is laid in a newly hewn tomb. Mark chapter 15. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Lord Jesus, you were laid in a newly hewn tomb. The stone was closed to the entrance, and the sign you produced there was the sign of Jonah. 3 days you were in the belly of the earth, when all darkness and anguish surround us. Help us to remember, O God, that darkness is as light to you. Though you knew the depths of darkness, you would come forth in bright glory. To you be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Savior, when in dust to thee, low we bow the adoring knee. When repentant to the skies, scarce we lift our weeping eyes. Oh, by all thy pains and woes, suffered once for us below, bending from thy throne on high, hear our penitential cry. By thy helpless infant years, by thy life of want and tears, by thy days of deep distress, in the savage wilderness, by thy dread mysterious hour of the insulting tempter's power, turn, O turn a favoring eye, hear our penitential cry. By the hind hour of dire despair, by thine agony of prayer, by the cross, the nail, the thorn, piercing spear and torturing scorn, by the gloom that veiled the skies, o'er the dreadful sacrifice, listen to our humble sigh, hear our penitential cry. By thy deep expiring groan, by the sad sepulchral stone, by the vault whose dark abode held in vain the rising God, oh, from earth to heaven restored, mighty reascended Lord, bending from thy throne on high, hear our penitential cry.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.